This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Visions Federal Credit Union's very own Tom Novak and Finalytics very own Craig McLaughlin. They are here talking about how Visions Federal Credit Union's humanizing the digital member experience with Finalytics. Really good partnership here with some amazing results, so you got to check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we're talking a little technology, humanizing the digital member experience, which is a pretty cool thing to do these days, since we're all going down that digital road, but we got to still keep that humanization aspect of it in check as well. So before we dive into that, let's do some introductions, shall we? Right below me is Mr. Tom Novak from Visions Federal Credit Union. Tom, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
I'm doing great. It's great to see you again as well, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And right next to me is Finalytics' very own Craig McLaughlin. I just saw you like literally probably 24 to 48 hours ago at the CUNA Tech Conference. Craig, good to see you as well.
I know. It's really good to see you again, too. It seems like we see each other every week now.
Excited. Nothing wrong with that. So, well, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedules, guys, to be here for us. Because today we're talking about how Visions Federal Credit Union is humanizing the digital member experience using Finalytics AI's technology. And so this is going to be really exciting stuff here. Because we got some really cool takeaways for you and some results as well that Tom will talk about in a little bit. But first of all, Craig, can you give us a quick summary on Finalytics AI for those who maybe not too up to speed on you guys, for those 2 to 3 people out there and don't know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thanks for having me again, Michael.
Sure.
Finalytics is a platform that was built after many years of working with credit unions on their digital strategy. So for a long time, we consulted with credit unions and we laid out their digital roadmap with them. And in that process, there were the kind of usual suspects of they needed to think about their core and upgrading that. They needed to think about online banking. And then when you talk to members and you talk to executives, you pretty much heard the same story around why did people bank there. And it was always about the level of service. It was always great stories about how the credit union went above and beyond for a member. And those were the things that members really appreciated. There were also the things that internal stakeholders really kind of, you know, lauded as being the kind of reason to get up in the morning. The problem is though, when you look at how do you transition that offline value proposition of service into the digital channel, the opportunities to do that are pretty limited, right? Yeah. And the only way to do that is to kind of bring that same understanding of the member and humanizing the experience they have instead of doing it in the brick and mortar, doing it digitally.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the nexus of building that. As we said, hey, there's got to be a good tool set to be able to solve this problem. And then you look at tools that are available to do that, they're generally built for kind of a general audience. So they're platforms that are designed for any kind of an organization, not specifically for financial services. And so we continue to feel like there was an opportunity to build a platform that addressed that challenge and solved that need that was always kind of that block on a roadmap for a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And so we built the platform. And for us, we think it's data. Data is the keys to the kingdom for everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's about really understanding the user and reading the tea leaves on what the user is doing. And so the same thing you do in a branch, right, is listening and monitoring what a member is interested in, and then reacting in kind and supporting them. We're doing the same thing, but we're doing it digitally at scale. And so we're monitoring every click, every page view, how long they spend on a page, the time of day, the kind of device type that they show up on. And we're feeding all that data into AI ML. And that is then returning back some correlations to say, people that fit this behavior, this series of clicks and this type of engagement, tend to be this kind of a user. And our data gets even better the more deeply we get into the authenticated experience. So in the authenticated experience, we can look at page views, time of day, device type. In the authenticated experience, we can get down really granular into what kind of transactions a user is having in their account. And then as a result, we can then begin to develop a profile of that individual and then do a better job of supporting them in their needs. And so that's kind of what Finalytics does. Okay. Is we're ingesting large amounts of data And then we're turning that data into insights. And then we have a personalization engine built into it that then on the fly changes the experience for that segment of one visitor. Oh, wow. So every visitor potentially could have a different experience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and having said all that, Craig, I'm surprised you're not wearing a white lab coat and there's like beakers and Bunsen burners behind you. It sounds like you're in this laboratory and you're like literally this data scientist sifting through all the information and helping credit unions out. So,
you'd be surprised. The guys that are great at that, and Tom will speak to it, is Mark and Scott on our team, who are just, they're, as they say in Boston, wicked smart, and they're just brilliant at this stuff. And so I was in a meeting with them yesterday where we're ideating on different service experiences. So there's kind of two parts to the platform in terms of impact. One is, how do you help sell more stuff to a member, mm-hmm. which is half the equation. And then the other part is, how do you do a better job servicing that member and giving them better service experience? And so we were going through different ideas in how we could ingest data to create better service experiences. And the ideas are just extraordinary in terms of how you can look at a member and then what you can glean from that in terms of where they are in the process. When did they open a new account? So then where are they in the journey and engaging with that accountant? And that's stuff that your best branch person would just do as a matter of course, make those recommendations. But being able to do that at scale is pretty cool. It's really neat stuff. Yeah.
It's pretty phenomenal what's available and what you can do these days. And again, the beauty of all this, it's just going to get better, as you guys are finding out, Tom, at Visions Federal Credit Union. So let's step back a little bit here. So what was going on at Visions that kind of prompted you to look at somebody like Finalytics? What was going on there?
Yeah, we've been talking about personalization at the credit union for a long time, mm-hmm. several years. And the challenge has always been not should we do personalization or shouldn't we? It's more about how do we do personalization? Okay. How do we do it really well?
Yeah.
How do we take that trust that we've been able to build, as Craig mentioned, in that brick and mortar experience, that face-to-face interaction, and still honor that when we scale that up to all of our members and do it dynamically to hundreds of thousands of people, across a month or 2 months or whatever the timeline might be. Mm-hmm. And so it was really that blocking and tackling that was hard to figure out. And then when we looked at our partner ecosystem and our experience with Craig and Mark and the team from other digital transformation efforts that we've done, we really wanted to make sure if we're threading the needle on something that's so important to us, to really bring that face-to-face experience into now a digital world, a digital-first world, you have to have a trusted partner, in our view. And that's why Craig and Mark and the team, they know credit unions so well, but they don't just simply benchmark against credit unions. They're really looking at a much wider aperture on what's happening in retail, what's happening in financial services, and how can we bring that into credit unions mm-hmm. to really make them fly.
Yeah.
So that dynamic personalization at scale is at the heart of everything that's going on now with Finalytics, and we can bring in some of our strategy and our digital first mindset that we've worked on with Craig, Mark, and the team over the years. And now we get to execute on some of those things, which is really exciting.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought up the looking at it from a wider aperture, looking at it from beyond the credit union perspective, because as a consumer, we're all comparing anyway, and especially in the retail environment, we're comparing Amazon to Uber and Uber to your credit union and your credit union to, I don't know, ordering something from Chick-fil-A. So we're constantly comparing that user experience. So, and it has to be this kind of, you set that bar really high for a lot of these instances. And is that kind of what you're finding with your members as well, Tom?
Absolutely. I mean, if we look at it at a very fundamental level, we're competing for our members' attention, or our potential members' attention.
Yep.
And so a great experience is a great experience is a great experience. And now the lines are getting blurred that you can get traditional financial services products and services from non-traditional players. So we can't say that we can sit in this ivory tower and because we're a credit union, or even if we were a bank, because we're a financial institution, we can go ahead and we have the advantage. Mm-hmm. We really don't anymore. The expectation is, how are we adding value in every moment of need, regardless of who we are as an industry? And we're starting to see that in a lot of other verticals. So social media is a great example. And I referenced this in our strategic planning sessions with our executive leadership team, that we always talk as a credit union, we want to be really great at financial literacy. That's like core to what we do.
Yeah.
But more people are going to TikTok and listening to Mrs. Dow Jones than they are coming to credit unions for their FinLit information. So we kind of got to put those sensibilities aside to a degree and understand how do we really bring value to our members. And a lot of that is through personalization.
Yeah. And the expectations are so high today for sure. So this is a question for both of you. Obviously you chose Finalytics for a reason, Tom, but you know, how did the two organizations work together to kind of humanize the digital experience and achieve some really fantastic success in such a short time? So Craig, I'll let you go first on this one. And then Tom, let you chime in from the credit union perspective as well. So Craig, stage is yours.
So the way that we engage at Finalytics is very service oriented, much like a credit union. We're not a software company that's showing up and saying, thank you for buying our platform. Here you go. Here's the user manual. See you later. And let us know if you have any questions. We're deeply involved in making sure every client that comes on the platform is successful.
Right.
And so part of that process is doing an intake and a discovery process to identify the key use cases that are most relevant to success. And so we work with a new client's leadership team to uncover what's most important. And in some cases, it could be, hey, it's really important that we generate more deposits. And so we need strategies to do that. Mm-hmm. In other cases, it's how do we improve financial literacy of our membership? And so how can we use the platform to make smart recommendations to our members in the time of need that are most relevant to them? And so can we begin to use AI to look at the behavior inside their accounts to then return recommendations on how they might be able to better meet their financial goals?
Okay.
So it's pretty intimate. We spend a lot of time with the client side team to understand what they're trying to do. And then we go back to our offices and say, okay, here's what we heard. And how can we then make the platform better address those use cases? We generally end up with like 3 to 5 key use cases that we're working on at any given point in time.
Okay.
And we're working with a credit union client on a monthly basis to address those. So it's we call it kind of less of a software as a service and more software and a service.
Wow.
Because we're in there working with them to make sure they're successful. And for us, we are pretty clear that, you know, this is passion and project for us. Like, we want to make sure that every client we work with is thrilled with what they get from us.
Mm-hmm.
And feels like they are, you know, they're treated well and they want to recommend us to the next credit union. So that's our top priority. And the way we do that is by making sure that we're collectively working together to achieve those larger goals. But it's really a team effort, and that's very fulfilling to us, because you know it's when you're doing the right thing for members and you're doing the right thing for the credit union, it's pretty successful. It's a good position to be in.
Oh, completely. And Tom, I want to get the credit union perspective, because obviously this is a two-way street. Because I mean, you sign up with a vendor, and you know the credit union has responsibilities as well. So what is it from the credit union perspective and achieving the success that you guys achieved?
I think the first part is our mentality. So Craig and Mark and the Finalytics team, we don't view them as a vendor. We view them as a partner, and that we're building this together. Mm-hmm. We're literally co-creating together.
Okay.
And that's a more nascent, a newer mindset in the credit union space, where we traditionally always want this arm's length transaction with our vendors.
Yeah.
When you get into the partnership mentality, it becomes very high touch. To Craig's point, and we get to build things together, whether that's new strategies, whether that's marketing efforts together, or in this case, where we can fine tune personalization and learn from what that algorithm is doing. So mm-hmm. Craig and his team really understand that, working with credit unions for as long as they have. And you, in one shop, you get a partner who's focused on the needs of the members of that credit union, the needs of the organization itself. They have the strategy and the consulting component to it that's naturally baked in to how Finalytics comes to market,
mm-hmm.
along with the marketing expertise. So one specific example is, as we ourselves are trying to mature as a marketing shop, and how do we get better with SEO and SEM and digital marketing in general,
right.
They have that expertise. So if we need help kind of fine-tuning and wordsmithing that one banner message or whatever it might be, you can get that from Craig and the team, where, to his point earlier, if I'm just looking for a good technology provider, I get something off the shelf and I got to figure it out on my own.
Right.
So having that advocate is really where the partnership component comes from. And then we can really fly, because too often credit unions don't know what they don't know, mm-hmm. and we make a lot of mistakes along the way. It's better to have that Sherpa to take you down the path.
Ah, I love it. Love the example. And that kind of leads me to my next question here. Tom, can you share some results or some anecdotes on the success? And you guys achieved this success in a really short time. So can you share with us what you guys achieved here?
Absolutely. So a few things is, I think there's a lot of latent demand for these types of experiences. I really do. Members are experiencing them, like we talked about in other verticals, Amazon, Netflix, and so on.
Yeah.
And so they're just craving for their trusted financial institution to go ahead and do this. And that might be part and parcel why we've seen such great success. So with Craig and Mark and the team, when we talk about the 270% plus, you know, page views, acquisitions, coming through our new membership page. That's one of the marquee ones. When we talk about the pillars of our strategic growth, we're not going to grow unless we get new members. Mm-hmm. And seeing a 270% plus lift in a short amount of time mm-hmm. really lends itself to, all right, we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
But it's not just that. When we flip over to both not only the public website, but also the authenticated experience that we have, the personalization there, we're seeing upwards of a 4x increase in click-through rates, in interactions, in entering our sales funnel for personalized engagements versus non-personalized engagements. So just on one single product in a very short amount of time, 1 month, seeing an increase of over 1,400 applications.
Good.
Because of that personalization. In that short of time, seeing that kind of lift is really blazing a nice trail.
Oh my gosh, yeah, those are fantastic numbers. Craig, that must just make you be on cloud nine to hear numbers like that, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because our hypothesis was that would be the case. We were surprised by the impact of the level of artificial intelligence and machine learning. Like, that was kind of a force multiplier in terms of improving those experiences. But if you just think about just the fundamentals, brass tacks, that if you care about the member in the digital channel and you personalize the experience to them, the likelihood that they're going to want to continue to engage with that experience is higher. Mm-hmm. We also do this annual report every year where we take a look at the top 100 credit unions. The problem is, that report is can be sometimes easy to do because they don't change all that much. So how is it that we do an annual report and the top 100 credit unions change, maybe 80 of them change a little bit, 20 of them change a lot, 20 don't change at all. So if you imagine you're asking your members to come to an experience, your primary, your most cost-effective channel to deliver services to your member, less expensive than a branch or less expensive than a phone, and you don't change it at all. It's something that you painted the house one time, you forget about it. Now you switch to a world where every member gets a targeted segment of one experience focused on them. That's exactly what a credit union historically has done really well at branch. That's really the difference between a mega bank and a credit union, right? Mega bank treats you as a number. Credit union looks to say, hey, how can we help you? Why we're not doing that digitally is a big question mark that we've always struggled with.
Right.
And we finally struggled enough with it where we thought, you know, let's just go and build what we know needs to happen. And the maturity of artificial intelligence and machine learning today, the ability to go and engage with Amazon Web Services and bring in all this technology and only pay for what you use for it, pretty extraordinary ability in terms of what's happened in 20 years to mm-hmm. technology. So we're really kind of tapping into what so many other big tech and other kind of mainstream organizations are doing, but really laser focusing it for the credit union kind of use case and problem domain. And it's really exciting. It's a good cause, right? I mean, everything we're doing is making the members' life better, and we're making leadership teams inside of credit unions who are trying to make members' lives better, more effective at what they're doing. So it's all cumulative.
Yeah, it's great to see what both of you guys are doing. Partnering together is working, and the numbers prove that. So, and Tom, I want to kind of get the 64,000-foot view here. Can you share us how this has benefited your credit union and as well as members as well? So, I mean, if you can, give us a kind of an overview here on the benefits here.
Absolutely. So, our members are getting to not just our great rates. that we have, whether they be deposit rates or loan rates, but they're also getting exposure to the plethora of services that we've put out there mm-hmm. that are just simply a value add that traditionally have been difficult to raise that awareness around. So whether it's services, Mike, you and I have kind of talked about this in the past, so yeah. our free identity theft mm-hmm. Service and credit monitoring, our ability to buy and sell Bitcoin here at our organization, and actually starting tomorrow, their ability to connect with over 1.6 million charities that are registered with the IRS, and they can make donations to those charities. So cool. And at some point, you know, Visions would go ahead and match those. So there's a lot of services out there that are just value add that are no cost to our members. So mm-hmm. there's an actual acquisition piece of that, of course. When we couple that with a lot of the other things we're doing, so helping our members understand how we can save them money or give them a better return on their deposits, especially mm-hmm. now with rates increasing, there's a lot of awareness that we weren't necessarily able to do or as effectively mm-hmm. as we would like to do that we can now go ahead and execute on. And then from a credit union perspective, from the organization, we're starting to be able to see that this is possible. Personalization is just some not ivory tower academic concept. This is really how business is being done. And if we truly want to take that trusting relationship from decades ago that we had in a face-to-face interaction as our credit union was founded, we need to take that transactional nature of things and make it more thoughtful. Mm-hmm. So the way that organizations are winning by being digital first is, to your earlier point, Mark, humanizing that experience by putting the thought and the design thinking into the experience, how easy it might be to do something, how intuitive it is, and how we can actually add value, not just simply sell things, but mm-hmm. go ahead and raise awareness. And that's where the expertise from Finalytics comes in, because they've done this from a strategy and marketing perspective for so long. Now they're bringing in this tech muscle to go ahead and execute on it at scale.
Exciting stuff indeed, gentlemen. Exciting stuff. And that leads me to my last question here is, what's next for you guys? What's because I remember reading in the press release, there's more plans on the shelf. If it's top secret, you don't have to divulge, but any just give us a quick idea of what you guys are working on next to keep this momentum going. Craig?
So I mean, we're in it for the goals of the credit union. So we are we're developing new use cases with Tom and his team, and then Tom is working then with people internally. It's funny, I when I was at the CUNA conference, I ran into Cynthia Schroeder from your team, and we were talking about the use cases, and she was as I was walking her through what we're working on, she was blown away. She was like, really, we're doing that? And I said, yeah, we're actually, this is in process. This is, Tom brought this to us and said, this is one of the use cases he wants to address. And she was so thrilled. And I think it's a pretty nice framework to be able to work within, where, you know, Tom and his team are then working inside of the credit union to identify key areas of focus and what are the most important kind of levers we need to move for the credit union. And then we're then ideating on approaches to that and developing new use cases to be able to solve that. And it's a really good partnership.
Right on. Yeah. And Tom, anything to add there?
Yeah, I would echo that sentiment. I mean, there's the blocking and tackling of continuing to expand this personalization to additional use cases, which of course is critically important for a number of reasons. We're now going to make this, when we talk about onboarding and how do we acquire more members, the whole goal of our cooperative is to grow. We're going to apply this type of personalization in markets that we've traditionally not grown as well as we would have liked, to kind of differentiate ourselves, whether that's New Jersey or Reading, PA area of things. Mm-hmm. But longer term, and not really that long term, I should say short term, but you know, more than a month or two, we're looking to kind of use this as a launch pad to go ahead and do a complete redesign of our digital experience, primarily on a public-facing website. And that's where Craig and Mark and the team come in with great expertise as well, that we're getting a lot of the bones and the infrastructure in place to go ahead and personalize. Now we need to make sure, to use Craig's analogy, that we don't just paint our house once and leave it. We need to go ahead and make sure it's elegant, it's visually appealing, but it's also highly functional and bringing people into things that make sense from an awareness and a product perspective.
Yeah. And you brought that's a great point, because this journey is it's never going to end. If you want, going back to the house metaphors, if you want a nice house, you're always going to be working on that house to keep it up and to maintain it and keep it nice. If you want to keep its value, that type of stuff. So yeah, that's a great, great example there. All right, gentlemen. Well, I'm going to let you, it sounds like you have a lot on your plate. It sounds more like a buffet you guys got going here. So I'm going to let you guys get back to work, but anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts here, Tom?
I'm just excited to go ahead and continue to move these types of initiatives, personalization, and in this case with Finalytics forward. I think credit unions, we need to keep pushing that envelope and not rest on our laurels. The big phrase that keeps coming to mind is a lot of these other entities are doing a better job of being a credit union than actual credit unions. So these types of partnerships are what I really believe can propel us forward and start to help us innovate and be there for our members.
Yeah, well said, well said. Craig, I'll let you have the last word.
Yeah, I mean, I would just dovetail what Tom's saying is that the innovation in the fintechs and how aggressive they are and effective they are at marketing is really attractive to a credit union's next generation of membership. And it's incumbent on the credit union to change that, right? To make sure that we don't lose that next generation of membership to a fintech that really looks at the member as the product, not so much as someone that they're there to serve. And so we've got to up our game so that we're equally as attractive, and the tools are there, but we have to really, you know, be strategic about how we bring them to bear and do a good job at getting the word out. So we're excited to be part of that solution.
Indeed. Well, guys, this is why I do this job, to like deliver stories like this. So thank you for delivering, and I can't wait to get this one out there. So thanks again for all your time today. I know it's precious, but we appreciate it, and keep up the good work there. And I look forward to having both of you back on to share what's down the turnpike here.
Thanks again, Michael.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.